So, now the fourth Aliyah, this week's parsha begins what I'm going to call the Vayas sections of Sefer Shemot. Meaning, the first word, Vayasu kol chachmele, and they all did. That word Vayas, they did, will haunt us, or at least continue with us, throughout Parshat Vayakel and Parshat Pekudei to the end of the Sefer. In this Aliyah, for the first time, we do. We do the Mishkan, we build this part. 7 times in this Aliyah, Vayas. More than 30 times in the rest of the Parsha. And apologies for not having gotten to the rest of Pekudei to count, but I leave that for all of you to do on Shabbat as you're counting Kriyat Torah. And the question is why? Why is the Torah repeating Vayas, 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 occasionally Vayasu, Asa, over and over and over? I get the point. I have to say it over and over. And the truth is, I was thinking about it, you know, every once in a while, and I think it's something that, Baruch Hashem, we're very sensitive to and here at Eretz HaTzvi, where we take our Tanakh very seriously. And when we learn Tanakh in one place, it triggers, it makes us think about something from somewhere else. And that word, vayas, oseh, that shoresh of doing, like, it just came up in a really conspicuous place, also more than once. And it was last week's parsha, Chet Egel. I mean, take a look. What did Bnei Yisrael say? They say, oh no, Moshe's not coming down. They say, Aaron, Vayomer Elav, Kum Asei Lanu Elohim. Make us a God. And then what does he do? He goes in and he does that. God with lowercase g. He takes the gold. And what does he do? Vayikach mi Adam. He takes all the gold. Vayatzar tam bacheret. Vayasu. Egel Masecha. And I can't help but wonder, is there a relationship between the vayas, vayas, vayas of the building of the Mishkan and the oseh that was done, that created Chet Egel and almost wiped out Bnei Yisrael? I'm imagining that by this point, most of us, many of us, have heard certainly Rashi, which I'll repeat in 2 seconds, the beginning of Parsha Truma, but I also want to get to the Ramban. Rashi, quoting the Medrash Tanchuma, says that Parsha Truma and Tetzaveh are out of order, right? Ein mukdam mukhar b'Torah, and it's really wasn't meant to be before Chet Egel. Why? Because apparently the building of the Mishkan is a reaction, response, tshuva, tikkun, to Chet Egel. Vayas. The Ramban, by the way, who totally disagrees and thinks the Torah is for the most part completely in chronological order. But even the Ramban and others will note that the way that Parsha Truma Tetzaveh described the Mishkan is different than the way it's described in Vayakol Pikudei. The Chamalibut spends a lot of time on this. Even some of those minor differences, you're not going to believe it. Why are they different? Because they're all reacting to, again, tikkun, tshuva, fixing, repentance, to the act of Chet Egel. Which means that when we read our Parsha, it's a response to what Bnei Yisrael did. It's a way of making us think about how we're undoing what we did. That being said, first of all, please keep in mind lots of differences and ask the question. I'll just share with you one perspective about the Vayas, Vayas, Vayas. The Chassin of Chet Egel, again, a longer conversation we had last week in many different contexts. But if I focus on the word Vayas, you know what it means? We want to do whatever we want. Moshe's not here. Anxious, scared, real fear, not real fear, risk, not risk, I don't know. But we got to do something. And you know what? Whatever it is that we think we need to do, anything justifies it. I mean, I bet you there was this guy who said, we need to build Chet Egel because it's Pikuach Nefesh. I can guarantee somebody said that. In other words, religiously, we need Chet Egel. We need to do something. Because otherwise, we're all dead. We're all dead meat. We can't go without it. We need to oseh, we need to do. And Chet Egel is that idea where I can literally do anything I want because I feel like I need to do something. And then Vayakol comes along and says, you know what? For the person who's, struggling with weight and eats anything they want, you need to be on a diet, which is a regiment, which is take accounting of what you eat, how much you eat, what types of food, when you eat it. And the hope is to retrain the body to learn to eat properly. Right? It's like the person who gets kicked out of school after school after school, so you send them to the army and you wouldn't believe it, they straighten out. Because in the army, you get told what to do, when to do, how to do it, and how to straighten yourself out. That's what we mean by we say tikkun and tshuva. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, vayas, 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 it's our way of saying, follow instructions, do as we told, and learn to put God first before ourselves. Now, we live in a world where thinking outside the box and waking up one morning and making life changes, you know, makes the news, certain celebrities, certain important people, you know, Elon Musk, you know, all the types of people that we read about in the news. But I'll be honest, behind every successful one of those people is probably tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people that are just doing vayas, that are following instructions, that are doing what they need to do. Vayas, vayas, vayas. That's what it means to be an Eved Hashem. You're not the master, you're the Eved. And a master does. Right? What do we do? Vayas. Right? Again, when I look around the room, the people who are vayas, the people who do as they're supposed to do, they're at Minyan, they're at Seder, they're at Shir. I'm probably looking at most of those people right now, by the way. And I bet you there's a correlation between those that vayas properly and those who grow, appreciate, and grow in their learning, grow in their Judaism, and are doing what they need to do here in Yeshiva. Because when push comes to shove, every once in a while, there's the people who vayas is too limiting. But I think too often we think that we're one of those, or at least every other day when we need an excuse why not to get out of bed, or why to just do whatever we want, we claim that that's us. But being an Ovid Hashem means to know how to vayas. And I would even go so far as that when we veer from that, and we think that we can do whatever we want, just because we feel like it, maybe that's the modern chedei ego. Have a good day.